This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding, riding on through.
All right. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. So, Martin, it's about probably about 11:30. It's the sixth inning in Springfield of a game last night. And Monique and I are sitting there, and there's thunder. There's a little bit of rain. And there's only probably about 500 people around. And there's a foul ball that comes up behind us. We're watching Young Dom. And it comes into the stands. And this man who must have been 70 years old, 75, he and his wife are there. And the ball starts to come towards Monique, and he almost knocks her over getting to this baseball. And he picked it up like he had just won a gold medal. And I go, way to go, sir. Great job. And he was like, he's just the happiest guy in the
world. How can you be that excited about a foul ball?
Oh, my gosh.
See, I thought Frank was going to say, and then he spilled some food, and Frank dove across Monique to save the hot dog from hitting the ground.
And Monique just said to me, he goes, what a blank show we're watching here tonight.
I'll tell you what, being at the game last night, you realize what kids, Carson was there, a friend of the family was there, so we had an 8 and a 9-year-old. And you realize when they're at a game, what they care about, like in between innings, they say, there's Fred Bird. Like, well, we think it's all kind of silly. Like, there's Fred Bird. And then the guy, of course, comes by. Ice cream. Who need? I'm like, oh, man, yeah. We just bought Dippin' Dots. No, but that's different, Dad. This is ice cream. That's different.
Now, has Carson had a press conference to announce his retirement from soccer? Is he still debating
you know
coming
what?
Back?
We actually, and I love the game of soccer. I'm a big fan, big fan, big supporter. We had a recent discussion about him playing third grade soccer. And he said, okay, fine, I'll do it. So the retirement, maybe a farewell tour. The retirement.
Dwayne Wade.
Retirement is off. I think he'll be back out
Carson
there.
Carson beat Our Lady of the Pillar exchanging jerseys.
Yes.
Waiting for the transfer fee to go through.
That's right.
But I mean, it's true. It's what kids do, right? You play. Doug Vaughn used to call it babysitting with all the kids running around.
A lot of scrums there. Over under, Carlos Martinez will be on the injured list August 1st. Dr. Rick said he has some of the worst mechanics he's ever seen. Jim in Crestwood.
I don't remember Dr. Rick saying that, but it sounds like something he would say. I think you've got to be concerned. I mean, all your promising arms, right? Think about Carlos, Reyes, Hicks, Waka with, you know, injured. But they're just all the, because a couple of years ago, the concern was that they were sort of hedging their bets for 2019 and beyond. Because they had all that young pitching talent, that they were just sort of looking to the future. Well, the future's now, and Hudson's doing his job. Flaherty's not, and you have multiple injuries. And Carlos, I don't know what you have. They did say he's the closer, that he's fit for this. But I'm not sure how durable he'll be.
Yeah, I don't think, if you win four games a week, I don't think he can close four games a week. Was it a bad call on Matt Carpenter's triple?
I thought that was an error.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was turned around. Even I don't know if he got a piece of his glove on it or not, but that's a tough triple if you're the pitcher.
But I guess if you're hitting 218, you're playing a home game. Benefit of the doubt.
Well, I will say in our section, everybody sort of went, whoa, that's not an error. And I'm trying to teach these young kids how to score a game.
Have you been working on that?
Not really.
No. Okay.
No. I was just kidding. They were knee deep in Dippin' Dots. And there is a lot going on. To the Cardinals' credit, there's a lot of other stuff to do. It's almost like taking a kid to a carnival or something. You go, they're up on the third level. We walked around. Kids are playing bags near that Bud Light Terrace or Budweiser Terrace. There's a lot of extra activity, which you have to do now. People just don't want to sit there. And the Oakland pitcher who struggled and they finally took him, he was working slow. And then Flair, at least giving up those bombs, those are quicker.
They are quick.
Instead of a long inning, just give up a quick homer.
You know what I think is the best difference in watching a game now as opposed to like 15 years ago, and shocking news, it's the food. Like the fact that Sugar Fire is at like the Enterprise Center, that just, And it's not a version of Sugar Fire. It's the real Sugar Fire. It's the best Sugar Fire. And the chance, the fact that you can go to a game and have some of the finest brisket, you know, in the land, that is really a cool thing.
Yeah, you could almost go to a game and forget the game and just kind of walk around, have a cold beer in one area, then walk around, have a little something to eat, and just kind of sample all the different things. And until this team gets it going, that may be your best option.
It advanced once they started putting nachos in helmets. Once you were able to get the helmet nacho food with a souvenir, that's when food advanced for Busch Stadium.
The Cards on this homestand sitting at 4-4. Remember our math yesterday was to get to 90, right? To get to that 90th win. Yesterday's math was, it was 50-35. So can I sell you guys today on 50-34?
Oh, gosh.
The rest of the way.
There's no chance.
Hey, remember the Blues. No. Remember the Blues, guys.
I remember, and still, though.
No? You remember the Blues.
Yeah, that's
50-34 is what it would take. Now, the Cubs lost. The Brewers lost last night. It's the division that just keeps on giving. You're still right there.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not going to make the playoffs. I am saying they're not going to get the 90 games.
And it may be you don't need. Maybe that's what's going to happen. Years ago, it was the Comedy Central. Didn't Houston, I think Larry Durker got mad or somebody when you, and he didn't get mad about anything, but the joke was it was the Comedy Central. This is around 97, 98, because nobody was that good. Now, the argument this year is that it's a loaded division and you got all these great teams. It just doesn't look that way.
The key question today from Tim Van Gelded, was Martin in a private suite again or rubbing elbows with the little people?
No, we were not in a box. We were rubbing elbows with the little people. We were walking through the stands, purchasing, spending massive amounts of money at the concession stand, a little of this, a little of that. I actually enjoy walking the third level, especially if you're there with kids, because it's that open air, just walking around, taking some pictures. Now, I was a man of the people last night, Frank.
I'll say this, too. Have you ever driven, like, from Illinois? Well, I'm sure you've done it before, but from Illinois and you're passing Busch Stadium into St. Louis, it's amazing how close that stadium is to the highway and just how beautiful and how scenic that thing is. Mark Lamping is the guy who gets the credit for building that stadium, I believe, correct?
I think for getting it done, and then Bill DeWitt, the third, instrumental in the design.
Okay, he did a spectacular job. They both did, because I know initially when that stadium first came out, there were some people critical. I think it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's interesting you say that, because while we were walking around last night, I said to Kim, I think this stadium has grown on me. When it first came out, the obvious St. Louis thing is you say, oh, it's the best. It's the greatest. We love it. It's the home of the Cardinals. But when it first came out, I wasn't in love with it. I was like, yeah, I miss the old one. And there are times, and I still do, even though it was cookie cutter and generic, just so many memories there. But last night, walking around, especially in that third level, where the nosebleed seats, quote unquote, you can walk under them. There's openings. It's not symmetrical. It's sort of like the old days when stadiums weren't symmetrical.
Yeah.
So I honestly would say my appreciation for that stadium has changed since day one.
Doug's prison wallet. Frank is the Andy Strickland of G League gossip. Not bad. Ozzy works out at Lifetime, according to one texter.
We still haven't got clarity here. Now, a friend of the show, Chris Pelican, who says it's Eanes Cantor, which I've never heard it pronounced that way, but Chris says it's Eanes Cantor. He is he was the political prisoner of Turkey. He believes the government is trying to kill him. You guys might want to get him on the show. Why don't we promote the big basketball clinic by getting him on the show?
Wow, it would
sounds
be
like he's got a story to tell.
Carlos Danger, Frank, your Zion Barkley question, Greg Oden was the next Olajuwon. Yeah, a lot of times it doesn't work out. Don't you think, let me just ask you this. 15 years from now, will we be saying that Zion Williamson had a better career than Charles Barkley?
No.
I'll go with the proven resume. I'll go with Barkley. Plus, he's a Blues fan. Among the most random things at Game 7 in Boston was that Barkley was there. He doesn't work for NBC, but that he was there and he said he was rooting for the Blues. Wasn't that just random? Charles Barkley was at Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final rooting for your St. Louis Blues. But I would take his career. I think Zion's going to be really good. But Charles is a Hall of Famer. Do you think Zion's a Hall of Famer? He's got a chance.
It's the most unique skill set I think I've seen. I mean, just imagine he's 20 pounds heavier than LeBron. He has a higher vertical jump than LeBron, I believe. I think it's because he's at 40. And I guess the only thing he doesn't do quite as well as LeBron is shoot. But boy, his ball skills are great too.
And when the Pelicans move here, we'll be able to see Zion on a regular basis. NBA's coming this way, right? We got the XFL. MLS is coming. The Cat's been, he's been behind this movement since day one.
My guess is the NBA will never come here.
Correct.
Sadly, but there's just, I mean, there's just not a market for it. I love it.
Bradley Beal was tweeting last week. Need to get, it was after the Stanley Cup win. He said, need to get an NBA and NFL team back here. Like,
I could do
zero chance on the NFL.
Yeah, I could do without the NFL, honestly. The drama and the fact that you get Roger Goodell with that franchise, it just it really is not worth it. They'll just rip you out again and go to, you know, Mexico or whatever is the hot spot.
And by the way, Bradley Beal did win the NBA award the other night for his community service work.
He's done for that high school in the Washington, D.C. area.
He was always a great kid, you know? I mean, he's getting older now. He's probably, what, 26?
Yeah.
Feels like 35.
Right.
He joined the league in like 19 now. Like Tatum feels like he's 24 and he's not even legal to drink yet, which is insane.
Benjamin Hockman texting in, Zion turns 19 this summer. He'll probably have a longer career than Charles as well.
Well, that's true. Because Barkley comes out, you're 21, 22.
And you don't worry about injuries. I mean, they could happen to anybody, obviously. But with that size.
Well, you do.
I don't know.
If that shoe blows out, look out.
I mean, if he's like stacked like LeBron, I mean, LeBron had a nice little Iron Man streak of, you know, playing 90%, 95% of the games in a calendar year. If he can avoid injury, it'll be something special.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan.